Look, I mentioned this much early today, Media Watch, and I don't watch Media Watch. I don't watch Q&A or Media Watch, apart from the fact I get up too early at the moment and get up too early in my normal job anyway to stay up late watching that nonsense. We're paying for all that. 12 minutes once a week for about 35 weeks a year. 12 minutes. With a bevy of producers, a presenter who absolutely must bust a boiler for his large stipend for at least half a day a week. We knock over more work in either the breakfast or the morning show here than they do in a week. In one day, we knock over more than they do in terms of covering news, covering issues across everything. Get in early, go home late. Now, last night they mentioned commercials I read on behalf of John Singleton, who is a shareholder in this company, this public company, for Boniathan, which is an attempt by John and others to make a quid, but kickstart the CBD in Gosford by building a luxury apartment building. Now, these palookas at Media Watch suggested I was involved in some sort of cash for comment. Of course, I declared it was a commercial, paid for by the advertiser, and ACMA says, the body that control broadcasters, as long as it's discernible as an advertisement by a reasonable listener, everything's okay. Well, that reasonable listener, of course, wouldn't include a dope presenter or a dope producer from the ABC on the public teat. But just so everyone's clear about this, I mean, my reputation means a lot to me. I've been doing this for over 35 years, and it means a great deal to me. Now, how it works at Macquarie Media, I choose to do commercials or I choose not to do commercials. I don't get paid any more or any less by reading commercials. I certainly don't get backhanders from John Singleton or anyone else for reading the commercials. If I like the product, in this case I did like the product, I like the people behind it, I read their commercials. For this low-rent show, Media Watch, 12 minutes of TV once a week on a Monday night, and then I don't know what they do, scratch their bums for the rest of the week, to actually suggest that I would be involved in cash for comment, despite the fact that at the end of the presentation, they suggested that I hadn't done anything wrong. But they spent an inordinately large time suggesting I had done something wrong. Now, my reputation's very important to me. Paul Barry, you're a goose. Your producers, likewise, geese. I mean, they wouldn't work in an iron lung. Someone at the ABC needs to wake up to Media Watch about the quality of TV they present every week for 12 minutes, 35 weeks a year. They're a useless pack of blood.